Hello and welcome to The Upfront Investor. I'm Dale Gillam, the Chief Analyst at Wealth Within, and this is my market wrap for the 17th of July. There's an old saying that we learn from our mistakes, but if this is true, why do people continually make the same mistakes, believing it will be different next time? I've recently seen several portfolios with losses on individual positions of between 50 and 90%, which has an extremely negative effect on a portfolio's overall performance. Of course, there's always the argument that good shares will rise back up to their previous value. But the question is, when? While the investor rides out time in the market, they're not only potentially losing capital, but also the opportunity to invest their funds in other assets that are rising. Interestingly, investors will often ride out a losing stock rather than liquidate it for fear of losing and sell winning stocks because they fear taking additional risk with stocks that they have already made money. Unfortunately, this results in the investor achieving what they feared most. Telstra is a perfect example of why the old adage of buy and hold is an inefficient strategy and why investors would have been better off selling their shares given that the stock fell 68% in price over the 9 years between February 1999 and March 2009. Using a simple exit strategy, such as a stop loss, would have been enough to preserve capital, which in itself would have improved the portfolio performance of the majority of Australians holding this stock. In fact, using a simple stop-loss strategy that I outline in my book on shares in any portfolio would have alleviated the pain that most investors are suffering as a result of the bear market over the past 2 years. So what can we expect in the market? After a bad start to the week, the All Ordinaries Index has settled into the move up that I've been expecting by rising strongly over the past 3 days. Since last Wednesday, the market has risen 7.5% as of yesterday's close, and with it, increasing the probability that it will reach my target of between 4,200 and 4,600 points by late July or possibly the first week of August. Again, I need to stress that this move is likely to be short-lived, as I still believe that after peaking in late July or early August, that the market will fall into September with an eventual bottom in November. Therefore, whilst your portfolio might be rising at present, it's not time to break out the bubbly. I'm Dale Gillam, the Chief Analyst at Wealth Within, and that's my market wrap.